coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your searching couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, October the 29th, 2012.
And this is episode 81. Yay. It's going to be fun.
Okay, so why are we searching? What are we searching for?
Oh, because we were the searching couple last night.
Oh, we were.
Yep.
We'll tell you why we were the searching couple in our weekend update.
Yeah, so.
We're searching.
So this is a nice, brisk Monday.
It was very windy today, which made it extra cold.
Damn you, Hurricane Sandy. You didn't really reach us or anything like that.
Yeah, we got some rain, but it wasn't from the hurricane so much even.
Hurricane. Is that
hurricane.
Hurricane. It's getting hot in hurricane.
So we had something big happen.
So last week we told you that we were having our housewarming party that happened Saturday at 1 p.m. It was our, what do we call it? Stress test.
You called it stress
test. I call it a stress test, you know, because that's what they do with servers, or sometimes they stress test the disk to make sure they can take a beating and a banging.
I'm such a nerd.
And so
we want
to see if our house couldn't handle.
Why didn't anybody ever tell me that planning a simple small party was so stressful?
I know. That's what I'm wondering too. And why didn't we ask how much food we should buy? Because
we overbought. But it started last Monday after the podcast. I said every day we were going to tackle one room.
Right.
Because the rooms were cluttered and not dirty and need to be organized. So,
well, that was me that said we were going to tackle one room. Because you was wanting to do it all on Sunday. And then I said, why don't we just do one room a week? Mm-hmm. Because I didn't want to do it on Sunday.
But yeah, so we managed to get all the rooms done. All the rooms, except our bedroom, because mm-hmm. I don't know why. They have our pictures hung up on them, and they look so nice. And we have our Breaking Bad stuff and our Firefly stuff.
Right.
And it looks really good.
So what kind of pictures would you like to hang up in our room? Or what
I
would
don't
you,
know.
See,
I'm,
that's
I'm,
the thing.
I'm fine with geeky stuff in our room. We can get nice and pretty stuff. If we see something we really like,
right,
then we'll just get it. I'm not going to be too picky. But so we, let's see. We did very well doing every room. And then we got to, let's see, Friday night went fine.
Right.
And then we woke up at 7:30 on Saturday morning.
Oh, man, it was so early.
But we needed to get some stuff done. Yep. And I probably would have woken up maybe an hour earlier.
Right.
Because we were rushing at the end. But we had to go get, we got food the previous night. But we had to go get more food, which we shouldn't have got more food.
Well, because this is what happened. We started counting, you know, number of people that were coming and everything. And it was like, oh, man, for some reason, I think it was like 22 people. But started counting them up and everything, and it ended up being like 32 people. And we were like, oh, man, you know, because people could bring their kids and everything else. So we wanted to make sure we had enough food for everybody. That's the one fear, you know.
Right.
And we're not expert caterers, you know.
Not at all.
You know, people are like, well, if you plan for food, you got 15 people or you got 20 people that say they're going to come. You make food for
15
people because someone wants to.
I'm like, what if we run out of food?
Right.
And so, Jay handled all the meat. He had burgers. Oh, and Costco has these huge burgers.
Yep.
Some people even said they were too thick, but we didn't have time to cut them down in half like we were going to. What? And he also had hot dogs.
Yep, we had hot dogs.
And we had chicken.
Okay, the chicken. So I was trying to be a little cheap, not cheap because it's good chicken, but I was trying to find the low price packages of chicken, and we saw tenderloin, you know, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, is this like thin strips of, well, not thin, well, are these like thinly sliced chicken breast? And looked it up, and I thought it was like, width-wise, there'll be normal-sized chicken breasts, but they'll just be a little bit thinner. Come to find out, they were actually like chicken fingers. So it still worked out. I was able to grill those and everything, and people enjoyed them, you know. I had to do my, I couldn't do my whole breakdown seasoning and everything like that. So I just went with the whole, Chicago steak, season that I use, you know, my default.
Mm-hmm.
And people really enjoyed it, you know?
Yeah, it was really good. And, I made the baked beans and
which were amazing.
The deviled eggs.
Yep.
As well, which weren't as amazing, apparently.
Oh, they were amazing.
You didn't say those were amazing.
Oh, I was reading the notes. Oh. I was trying to see what the next topic was.
And I kind of guessed at everything. It was my first time really making deviled eggs, and I wanted them to taste like my mom's.
And you did great.
Yeah, I made, what did I make, 24?
You made 36.
36 eggs.
Because you, no, you made 18 eggs.
18 eggs, so it was 36 then deviled eggs.
36 deviled eggs.
And I made a huge thing of baked beans, which was also two mini baked beans. But it worked out because we had leftovers and stuff. But the baked beans were good, and I just kind of winged it on that, too. Yeah, it was my first time making both of those, and it turned out really, really well.
Right, and it worked out pretty well and everything.
And then and
we got
the food. Oh, my gosh, they brought so much food.
I got to replace the Pyrex that I messed up, you know.
Yeah, we bought some Pyrex. But it was so funny, like, it was about an hour before the party started. It was around noon, and I was running late. And I was trying to get the beans in the oven, and luckily I had made the eggs the night before, so I didn't have to worry about those. But right. I was trying to get the beans in the oven. I was getting stuff out of the fridge. Jay was putting stuff on the grill. I was helping him. Jay asked me to get something out of the refrigerator, and I wasn't careful, and I knocked a whole tub of soup onto the floor.
Oh no!
Luckily, it didn't spill out totally, so Jay was able to save most of it. But I had to stop and clean that up. I was so stressed, and I still hadn't taken a shower. So I got the beans in the oven, ran to take a shower. Jay was so sweet, and he vacuumed Toby and Sammy's room because that was the last thing that needed to be done. And he was awesome for that. Thanks, Jay.
Hey, no problem. You know, we had to kind of work together. I mean, when I was cooking, you were, you know, throwing things my way.
And, right.
I mean, it just kind of worked out a little bit. So, I mean, that's what it's all about, is, you know, working together and everything and getting the stuff taken care of.
Yep.
You know?
And Mr. Darrell was our first guest at 1:15.
Right.
And people started to roll in after that. It was fun. And getting people to eat at first, when they first come to a party, is a little tough. But once you get people going, then people start to eat. But it was great. Some of our really close friends came. Adrian, Cole, Michelle, and then your coworkers, my coworkers,
yep.
And my sisters. It was a good time had by all. Everybody was talking to everybody, and I think it went really well. I was so busy talking to everybody, making sure that I spent time with everybody, that I forgot to eat. So
right.
I didn't really get to eat. But I ate afterwards.
Yeah. And I mean, it was just a good time. So we played Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, it was
after a lot of people had
left.
Yeah,
most people had left. Kent, my new coworker from work, he stayed along with Adrian and Cole, and then my sisters and my brother-in-law. And we all played Cards Against Humanity, and it was great as usual. Next time it's going to be Munchkin. So we can show Adrian and Cole Munchkin.
Yep.
But it was a great time, and I won't be putting on another party for a while though.
Oh yeah, and when we do, we'll probably get more. You know, we'll probably get the same amount of drink and just not as much food.
Yeah, same amount of drink. Yeah. Well, we had way too much beer.
We did have way too much beer.
We'll get less beer, and the sodas probably need to be inside.
Yes, probably. Where people see them.
Yeah,
where
the ice probably needs to be out.
Everywhere we went, they had beer outside, like all the other parties.
Yeah, beer outside, yes, but the drinks weren't outside.
Right.
So.
So all you people out there that are party people, you have to help us plan next time. So we'll definitely we'll let you all know.
Yep. And my sister came into town. She had just gotten in from Washington, D.C. early Saturday morning. And right. she drove, like right after getting off the plane, she drove up to my house to come say hi, come to my party. That was so sweet. She and she came and brought her dog because her dog is actually going to be staying with us for a month while she's in Liberia in Africa.
Right.
So my other sister, Kimberly, was doing on call. So she decided to stay with me since, you know, she was on call. And then Danielle decided to stay, too, because she's lazy and she didn't feel like going home, which was cool because we all stayed up and we talked for a couple hours and we laughed. And it was fun. We haven't had a chance to do that in a long time.
Right.
Jay said he missed me.
I did. Because
he was in the other room while we were sitting there. They were gossiping and
cackling like. High school girl,
but it was fun. It was fun, and then so everybody left the next day after they had ate again, which was awesome,
right?
And then so last night we were getting ready to go to bed. The dogs, I had taken the dogs outside, and then I went outside to get the dogs to bring it back in because it was time for them to come back in, and I went out there and they usually are sitting by the gate.
Right.
When they hear us come out of the door.
Right.
And see them. So but I was like, okay, well, maybe they're around the corner. Sometimes they're, you know, doing other stuff and they don't hear me. Well, I come to the door like, Toby, Sammy. And the only dog I see trotting up is my sister's dog, Beckham. I was like, Toby, Sammy. And I walked in the gate and I walked around the corner and looked in like the whole yard and they were not there. I was like, where are the dogs?
Right.
So it was dark so I couldn't see. So I had to run back in and grab a flashlight. And I was like, Jay, Toby and Sammy are in the backyard.
They're missing.
Yeah. And it said, you said it took a second for you to comprehend what I was saying.
I said, did you look around the corner like where they normally kind of sit by the AC?
And I was like, yeah.
I was like, they're gone.
I was like, they're gone. So I got the flashlight and I looked and one of the boards on the wooden door was open a little bit.
Right.
Like, oh, crap. And Toby and Sammy had escaped.
Yes.
So we brought Beckham in, and he's the only smart one. He stayed. He's awesome.
Right.
And so we got our shoes and our coats on, and we jumped in the car with flashlights. Jay had his big old honking huge searchlight.
Yep.
And we were riding down the streets. Toby, Sammy. We found Toby pretty quickly.
We did.
He came running up and just all happy. And then we rode everywhere looking for Sammy.
He's like, whew, I couldn't find my way home, so I'm glad you showed up.
So we got him in the back of the car easily enough. And so we rode around for the next 15 minutes looking for Sammy. At least 15, 20 minutes. Sammy calling out, didn't see him. And I was almost at a point of saying, well, we can't ride out here all night long. You know, he could be anywhere. And then Jay had this instinct to go down this dirt road that goes to somebody's house in the back of the area.
Right.
And we were going to this dirt road and all of a sudden I see this flash of white. I was like, Sammy. And he actually came running right up to me, which usually when I'm trying to get him, he'll run away. But I guess he was done playing or whatever he was doing.
Right.
So he came up and I grabbed him and I jumped in the passenger seat of the car and this odor assaulted my nose and I was like, ugh, you stink.
Yeah.
He had gotten to some animal's poop. It smelled so bad. I jumped right back out of the car and put him in the back of the car. It was so nasty.
Yeah.
And he was covered in burrs. Like, oh, it was bad. So we took him home, put Toby up. And I was like, I have to bathe Sammy. I can't believe this. I have to give this dog a bath.
Right, right.
So I bathed him, got all the stink out. He was not a happy camper, but it had to be done. So then I had to, so after his bath, I had to brush out all the burrs. Because if I didn't, they would make mats and he'd be miserable even more. So I had to sit there and brush out all of his mats. It took a good 15 minutes to do that. And I swear that's the only time that they've gotten out like that,
right?
Like, yep. Actually escaped where they were far. So,
and I was just glad, you know, we found.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad we found Toby.
Well, I'm glad we found Sammy, too. Mm-hmm. I know it'll make you sad.
Yeah, it would make me sad if we couldn't find Sammy.
No. But. There was one point I thought I heard you choking up or something, like you were about to start crying.
No.
I wasn't about to start crying. You were just cold or something?
It was cold.
You sure? You sure you weren't about to cry?
No, I wasn't about to cry. What? I wasn't. I knew, well, I'd be sad if after a couple of days he didn't come home and nobody called. Then I'd be really sad.
Right.
But, so yeah. So hopefully, so I was cleaning the dog. Jay went and fixed up the fence so it wouldn't happen again. So that was our adventure last night.
Whoopee. Yay.
So we got into bed about an hour later than we usually
do. And I had to watch a couple of shows just to calm me down a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I was still kind of pumped a little bit.
Yep. So that was our weekend full of fun and adventure.
Technology.
So last Tuesday, Apple had their announcement of their new this and new that. So the new mini iPad mini, has been introduced to everyone by some, you know, and it surprised everyone.
No, it surprised no one.
Yep. And I think the big surprise actually out of everything that happened was that the new iPad, that they put out in March is now obsolete.
That's crazy.
That iPad has been replaced roughly, you know, six months later. And
right.
When he said that, a lot of people were just like,
what?
Yeah, so.
But everybody knew it was coming, though.
Well, not the new iPad. They knew the mini was coming, but they didn't know about the new iPad coming where it's going to make the one that just came out 6 months ago obsolete. So,
and they have a new iMac.
New iMac, a new Mac Mini. New MacBook Pro.
They said, hey, we're just going to release everything
Not
new.
MacBook Pro, MacBook Air. Sorry.
So, yeah. Yep. I really, really, really.
Truly, want, truly, truly.
want the iPad Mini. And I was never really huge on the iPad. But
right.
I want the iPad Mini so bad. It's smaller.
Right.
And I like that. And I feel like, you know.
It'll get more use.
Yeah.
iPad.
It'll definitely get more use than an iPad. So it's $300 for the lowest model.
Right.
Even. So
right.
That will have to be a special treat.
Yep.
And we would share it.
Yep.
If we got one. And you said you don't want the white one, right?
It would be interesting, but we don't, you know. It's not a big deal either way. I mean, because I guess the only thing is that I think sometimes if you watch movies or shows on it, then you'll want the black one. So there's a possibility that could happen.
Yeah, so, I might want the black one to watch movies on.
Right.
I mean, there are some people who say it doesn't matter anyway.
Right.
But so, the iPad Mini. Good on you, Apple.
So
I'm going to get one day.
Yeah, so if any of y'all get any of those, just email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com and let us know. Mm-hmm. Or call us.
Yep, you can definitely call us. And then
Thursday morning, I wake up, do my normal thing. I pick up my phone. I check my weather station, my little weather thing. I check to see what it's like outside. Mm-hmm. Then I pick my phone up and I swipe and I go to my email and my phone is just sitting there twirling.
You're like, okay.
I'm like, okay, what's going on? Wi-Fi is not working. So I come in here and I look at the computers and surely they're off the network and trying to figure out what's going on. So I spent an hour Thursday morning troubleshooting a network issue with Insight and everything, our cable provider. And come to find out, long story short, our router, our probably 2.5, 3-year-old router has finally died.
Good partner.
So, I know. So, me being, you know, trying not to spend some money, you know, I said maybe if I reset the router to factory defaults and see if I can get it to work, maybe that'll work. Mm-hmm. So I reset the factory defaults, hooked it up. It stayed on for like 5 minutes, like it did, and then about minute seven. It died again, which what was happening is that if I would unhook it and hook everything back up, it would stay connected for like 3 to 5 minutes, you know, and I hit the 5 minute mark and I was like, oh yeah, we're good to go. Then looked over and sure enough, two minutes later, It's dead.
Yep.
Dead. So we had to get a new router. We're using one of our older, we're using a less powerful router, and we can tell it a little bit and everything. And so we need to pick up a new router. I'm curious to see how it's going to be tonight when we do all the uploads like we normally do.
We'll see. It could be good. It could be bad.
I'm not sure when we're going to get that.
I don't know when. There are other things that may take priority, like...
Yeah, I'm having a little issue. We're having a little issue with our thermostat here in the house. There's all the buttons. It's a touchscreen. I'm about to sneeze. As a touchscreen, can you keep on?
Yeah, our thermostat has a touchscreen, and it was okay at first, but now it's less and less sensitive. It doesn't do certain functions. It's just very non-responsive.
Yeah, it's like the whole left side of the screen doesn't work, and it's just really aggravating if I try to. So it's like if I try to set temperatures and stuff like that, I have to make every day Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's just a hassle. I can't copy days from the day before. So we may be getting a new thermostat. We're getting a new thermostat. Which Renee's gonna be shocked when I say this, is that I'm kind of struggling a little bit with maybe getting the Nest a little bit.
So you're struggling to maybe not get it?
I want it, but it's like, man, I think about, I'm just like, we need a new router.
Well, you have to think.
Oh, about, sorry.
I guess okay. I could have covered it. No, you're
still
fine.
Sitting there looking at you.
I guess you got to think about which is more important. More powerful router? Or our thermostat works. It's not like it doesn't work.
Right.
So you have to decide what's more important right now.
Right. So I want to take a minute real quick because we haven't acknowledged our chat room.
Oh, hi, chat room.
What's going on, Wayne?
Hey, Wayne, do you have my picture of the recipe you said that you get for me?
Yep.
Okay.
So while he scrambles to try to do that, we can keep...
Scrambles to try to explain himself.
You know, I saw Wayne today.
You did?
At work, but he didn't speak to me.
Was he mad at you?
No, he was with his web tech friends.
Oh, one of those. You can be my friend when I'm not with these friends.
Yeah, man.
When I'm with these friends, I don't even know you type friend.
I know, man. They were going to lunch or something. But it's all good.
Well, thank you for coming, Wayne.
Yep. So, so with the whole thing with the, I don't know, because it's just aggravating a little bit. with everything that's going on. Then having a big party and everything else and blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
and blue, blue, blue. So, and Renee has a announcement here from Google Music.
Yep. I found this announcement from Molly Wood. Google Music is going to launch Scan and Match next year. I have a link in the show notes. And what it is, it's an easy way for you to get your music up to Google. Their cloud rather than having to do one at a time.
Right.
It'll like match the music that you have. It'll scan your computer and match up the music that you already have in there.
Yep.
So it'll be a quick way to do it. And that's a really big part of attracting people.
Right.
To
so
music in the cloud.
So Apple did this with iTunes Match.
Right.
last year, I think November here pretty soon. It would have been a year of when they did this. So Google's stepping up their game, and they're doing a scan and match, it's where they're trying to, one up each other, So it seems here that it says here Google certainly appears to have bested its competition in the area of price. The company said in an announcement that it will offer the scan and match feature free of charge to consumers.
Free.
Of charge.
No cost. And that's what's going to get people that it's free. I mean, yeah, people are going to flock to that,
Right. Because right now, I think I paid $25 for iTunes Match, and it will renew every year. But when I did it, I immediately took it off because I didn't not take it off, but I unsubscribed because I didn't like how it worked, but it works fine now. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, I have music in three places. I have iTunes on my computer locally. I have iTunes Match. I also have music sitting in the Google Cloud, in the Google Cloud. And then I also have music sitting on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a hard knock life, you know. Yep. So, but yeah, that's going to be our weekend tech and everything like that. So let's go bump into a little bit of media.
Media.
All right. So we didn't get a chance to watch, wait a minute, hold up. Did we watch the documentary?
We watched a documentary.
We watched the documentary, but we watched the wrong one.
No, but
wait a minute. We did watch the wrong one.
We didn't watch the wrong one,
babe. We watched the wrong one.
You act like we did, like we didn't already know it was the wrong one.
Oh, I know it was the wrong one. That's not what I'm saying.
So what are you saying? I'm really confused.
I'm just saying we watched the wrong one because we chose to watch the wrong one.
Well, then we didn't watch the wrong one. You made it sound like it was an accident.
No, I would have said we accidentally watched the wrong one.
We watched a different one is probably more appropriate.
How is that different? That's not what's it appropriate.
It sounds like we no made we the watched the decision.
We
to
watched.
Do that.
There's the right one and there's the wrong one, right?
No, there's the same and there's different.
Okay, Mr. Crocker.
So we watched a different one than what we picked out. I really wanted to see the one we picked out, but we were chilling with my family.
Right.
Saturday night. And we decided to watch a movie. We were going to watch the one that we
rode for. Lord Save Us From Your Followers. Right.
But then we saw this other one on our queue called Pressure Cooker.
Right.
And we read the description and it looked really good. It's with these inner city kids who are in high school. They're seniors and they take a culinary arts class and they're competing for a competition for scholarships to go to culinary schools.
Right.
So, and it was really, really good. And this documentary had people tearing up. It was so emotional.
Right.
And it was so good. And and by the end of the movie, you were rooting for the people.
Right.
And I really recommend it. It's called Pressure Cooker.
Definitely gonna see it.
And it kind of shows how a teacher can make a difference in somebody's life as well.
Right. And one of the things that was huge watching this is that a lot of times we look at the kids today. I mean, this documentary was done in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of times you see kids in school that don't appreciate, you know, their teachers. They don't appreciate the things that there are things wrong with the school, but there are a lot of things that are right. And a lot of times our kids today don't even appreciate the things that they have. Like the lady from, you know, the young lady that was from Africa,
mm-hmm.
you know, she had been here 4 years earlier and she went quickly to learn the language and become part of the country here. And she was like, she walked 20 miles a day for school.
That's crazy.
You know, and she was very appreciative of being of having the education system here, you know. But I just have to say, man, I really, you know, one of my favorite things about words.
What's that?
Is like the word a lot when they don't put a space in there.
Yeah, I really don't like that either, Jay.
I think of that comic strip that you showed me
mm-hmm.
about the a lot monster.
Yeah. Oh, you like
hyperbole and a half.
So apparently Wayne likes the a lot more than he likes you.
Right.
You should so link that to him so he can.
I know. So
I'll find it.
Anyway. Oh no, I have it right here. Okay. So
and speaking of this, so Jay knows that it annoys me when people, like Wayne has done, write a lot out with no space in between the A and the lot. And so Jay had my phone.
I did.
I was texting to my sister.
I was
pretending it was me.
I did.
And then he wrote a lot. And he, on the fourth time, did not autocorrect. And he was like, oops. He wrote it so many times.
So her phone.
That it didn't. Yeah.
Learned the word A-L-O-T.
Which is not a word.
And
So he had to put in a special rule to change it back.
Yeah.
I was like, you better change that back.
She almost wrecked because she was punching me. She was punching me.
You're such a liar.
She was like, why'd you do that? You know I hate you.
Well, yeah, I said that, but I didn't almost wreck.
You better fix it.
I did say that too.
But then I was like, well, if you're so gung-ho about spelling a lot correctly.
Sometimes you make mistakes.
Well, you read it before. You always go to me. Read your text before you send it, and I make sure I punctuate.
Is that how I sound?
Send Kimberly a text.
Is that how I sound?
Hi, Kim, period. This is Renee, !! How are you today, ?
Anyway, what were we just talking about?
So we watched Pressure Cooker was great. So definitely go see it and everything else, and we're going to roll for the new movie. But we're still going to watch Lord Save Us From Your Followers.
We're supposed to watch all the other ones, too.
Because I want to see that one.
I do really want to see that one. I love the documentaries.
Documentaries get priority. I guess you can see that, yeah. You know.
We really like those.
We really like documentaries. And Renee has rolled.
73.
And she has 73.
Nope. Yes, 73.
I love you, Philip Morris.
Oh, I want to see this one.
Oh, when the Texas cop realizes he's gay, he changes his life and pulls con jobs that land him jail, where he meets his one true love with Jim Carrey and Ewan McGregor. A comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
He was in Down with Love.
He was. Ewan McGregor.
Even though it's not his most famous role, but that's what I remember him for. So, all right. I love you, Philip Morris. Thanks, Netflix.
Yep.
And then...
You have Life of Pi here.
Yes, because Jay... is interested in reading Life of Pi. Luckily, we already had it on our list.
Right.
So we got that. And he also wanted to read Alex Cross.
Right.
By James Patterson.
Yeah, which was great that I looked it up because the movie's coming out with Cross. The movie Alex Cross is coming out to star in Tyler Perry as Alex Cross.
And people have said he's actually really good in that movie, which is awesome.
Here's the thing. I don't understand why people think that he wouldn't be a good actor.
I don't know.
I mean, it's just like.
Because
he does.
The only
little,
other role he does is like really kind of over the top.
Well, he's done other roles, you know.
Well, he hasn't done serious acting.
Yes, he has.
Can I finish? He hasn't done much serious acting.
Well, you didn't say much. You said he hasn't done serious acting. Is what you said.
I was gonna say something else after that, but I changed up my sentence structure.
If you're gonna get on to me about saying we watched the wrong documentary, then you need to say it right the first time.
Yeah. So Jay decided to start reading a different book in the James Patterson world.
So check this out. I am reading two books at once. Can you believe it? I'm reading Along Came a Spider.
What?
Okay, let me rephrase that. I am reading a novel, and I'm reading a collection of short stories together. So I have Along Came a Spider, which is by James Patterson, and then I'm also reading R.A. Salvatore's Short Stories of Drizzt Do'Urden. And Wayne, you know what? You can hate me all you want, because I keep it real. Renee fake.
I'm not fake.
She fake.
What? What? I quit. I'll throw out my headphones right now. Walk away. good on you, Jay.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right. And so this week, on Thursday, because we had to clean up so much, we were being super lazy.
Oh, so lazy.
So we went to lunch at Genghis Grill. Mm-hmm. And then we was like, well, we were trying to figure out where we were going for lunch. And Renee was like, I want to go to Genghis Grill tonight. You know, and she was like, what are we going to eat for lunch? I was like, I don't know. I said, we can go to Genghis Grill for lunch too. I don't care. And so we went to Genghis Grill for lunch and we had, you know, our meal.
Nummy, nummy stuff.
And it was really good. And so when it got close to going to lunch, we went back up there. And Renee, as soon as we get to the door, Renee's like, I hope no one's working the double.
I was like,
that saw us the first time. And as soon as those words left her mouth,
the person that opened the door for us was our server from lunchtime.
He was like, oh, you're back again?
I was like, oh, crap.
It was like, yes. And he was like, you're having water with lemon again? He said, yes. He's like, you want your sriracha?
Yes. I hope that. I hoped we didn't saw new people, but we didn't. But that's all right.
And so it was pretty funny.
It was funny. But we like Genghis Grill.
Yeah. There. It saves us from being tempted and eating more than we should.
And speaking of sriracha, I tried it. I was always scared to try it, but I actually tried it and it's good. But I have to use a very tiny little bit of sriracha.
Oh, speaking of sriracha, I'm going to add this on here. Oh, man. I had a sriracha Bloody Mary.
Jay made it himself.
Yeah, I had a sriracha Bloody Mary. Oh, Mary Bloody. Bloody. Here, can you type that while I'm Bloody Mary?
Yes, I can do that.
I had a sriracha Bloody Mary because we were like going, we left the liquor store and we were going to go eat lunch, dinner real quick. And I was like, man, is there a sriracha Bloody Mary? And you looked it up for me and there was. And I was like, oh my goodness, can you look up the recipe for me because I'm going to make one tomorrow. And I sure did. I had a sriracha Bloody Mary.
And you said it was spicy, right?
It was very spicy and it was very delicious. It was very, very delicious. And I have to say, Todd, he went down to Disney. My coworker Todd, he went down to Disney and he took a couple of classes during the wine festival.
Mm-hmm.
And he learned a cocktail, a mixed drink. It had Bacardi and all this other stuff. And I will say, that drink was amazing.
Really?
It was. It was like, he's going to send me the recipe and I'm going to make you one. I had two of them. I probably shouldn't have because it had some syrup in there. And I think that's why I didn't have a great loss this past week, but I had a loss.
Yes. So how'd you do?
with the party and everything, with all the food, the deviled eggs and hot dogs and hamburgers and even though I didn't have bread, I lost 0.6 pounds for 51.2 pounds.
It is a loss.
It is a loss.
It is a loss.
And Renee lost?
I lost 3.2 pounds this week.
For a total of?
48.6 pounds.
So our weekly total of weight loss for Valentine family was 3.8 for a grand total of?
99.8.
Man.
So close.
I blame Todd for those drinks.
See, I didn't have those. Like, Todd made some amazing drinks, but I only had a sip of the really good one.
That was the one. So
it wasn't, you had one Todd. Of those?
Oh, I had two of those.
Oh, okay.
I had two of those.
Yeah, that'll
I had two glasses of wine.
That'll do it right there.
I had two Michelob Ultras.
Wow.
I actually drank a lot.
I didn't know you had all that.
I drank a lot of Diet Coke.
Well, that's not.
For me, because it's sodium, and I usually, it does it for me, you know.
Right.
I didn't drink a lot of water like I usually would have, so it was expected, but it was a loss.
It's a loss. So let's say yay for that.
Oh, I'm saying yay for that. So let us tell you what we also got in our CSA box from Grasshoppers this past week.
We did. The CSA box.
You like to tell the folks what we got?
Yeah, it was an accident. We didn't mean to get the CSA box, but we did. We got Napa cabbage, radishes, which I don't know how much we're going to use those.
Right.
Mexican pork stew for our soup.
Yep, that's one that fell out of the fridge.
But we rescued most of it. Carrots, broccoli, and baby bok choy.
I still don't think we got baby bok choy. It was in the other box that I picked up and said, what is that?
Maybe. I thought we got bok choy.
No, but we didn't get bok choy.
Okay, well, we're getting it this coming week.
I know. So you need to let me know.
You're supposed to use pad thai. You're supposed to fix pad, like make that pad thai.
And now, you need to let me know
what
if I need to cancel the box. Okay, if we get some of them, you're like, all right, Jay, just cancel the box.
I mean, we can get, I mean, the only thing in there that's really cool and interesting is popping corn.
Yeah.
And we, so we can cancel the box this week.
And, well, this week we're going to get it anyway because we already paid for it.
Okay. Well, well, so.
No, I'm talking about if we get it and you're like, okay, babe.
So do we get the preview for the next week before we pay for it?
Saturdays, yeah.
Okay.
And then we have Saturdays 11 p.m.
Okay, well, I will look at the next box and see if it's worth it.
And we had a great discussion about the popcorn, Whirly Pop, on the stove.
Oh, we did. We.
With Dion and Steve and
Adrian and Cole. And we Deidre. Talked to and Deidre, like, get the Whirly Pop.
Yeah, I didn't realize I thought I was like the only one that was crazy for popcorn.
Everybody likes popcorn.
And there are a lot of other people that are that they actually go like to the movie theater and they're like, go in and get me some popcorn and let's go home. So I told them about the Whirly
Pop.
People
do that? They're just going to get popcorn?
Dion did that to.
Really?
Yeah, and Dan did that to his wife all the time as well.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So I'm too cheap to do that and I just settle for the for the microwave popcorn.
Yeah, but the Whirly Pop, it gives you movie theater quality popcorn.
Right.
For much cheaper, and it's right there at home.
And we talked about this before with Buxley and everything else. And hopefully the week that we're on vacation, I need to talk to you about the other person that I've talked to about popcorn may be on the show with us.
I know. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been wanting to come on for
that
a while.
That sounds like an awesome thing. So, we haven't had a guest in a while, so it's about time.
Well, that will be an early show to work for him. So
okay.
It'll be earlier during the day. And he's
well,
really
maybe we'll have a different crowd in here.
Yep. He's really been looking forward to being on the show.
Awesome. So. Well, that sounds like a good thing. So our Frog Pants group has been doing great.
Oh, yeah. Tell them about the Frog Pants group.
The Frog Pants group. There are 67 people in the challenge.
Right.
Now, about 3 or 4 of those are not in the Frog Pants group, but I didn't have time to filter them out before I counted.
Oh, how'd you know they weren't in there?
Because I did the spreadsheet
you did?
Today.
Oh, wow.
I sent you the IM and sent you the email and I added you on the email.
Oh, so you found out. Okay.
So, but I didn't have time to do that when I made the adding up of the pounds. So this includes the non-Frog Pants people.
Blah. So was there like a, Did they contribute a lot?
One of them did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
By how much?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
You can look at my spreadsheet and see.
Ooh, I'm going to go look at Renee's spreadsheet.
For 67 people that are in the challenge, we have lost a total of 532.5 pounds.
That is amazing.
That averages out to 7.9 pounds per person.
Amazing.
Amazing. But it may go down next week since I'm probably going to take the people out who aren't Frog Pants.
Well, actually, there are
when
two
I
more,
report it.
There are two more people in the challenge since earlier.
Okay.
There's 69 people in there.
Okay, so things might shake up next week. So
I did send another invite to our
our group,
Frog Pants group.
That's
to
good
because
we have like 80 something people in the group.
Oh,
so
it's awesome.
It's awesome. Yay for everybody. And it's so funny. I go to my activity page and I just see pounds just dropping.
Right.
And it's so awesome.
And Renee's like, awesome job. And then it'd be like one where somebody may have gained some. She's like, man, that's awesome.
It was an accident.
I was like,
somebody gained 5 pounds and I was like, that's awesome.
I was like, babe, you just told that person them gaining was totally awesome.
I meant to put it on the one above him because someone else had lost and I just, yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, so.
So yeah, so that is our food update for this week. Valentine's.
Odds and ends. All right. So.
Oh, okay.
What? No, I'm just doing a little something.
Oh,
I'm trying to do something a little different.
All right.
So we have some awesome birthdays coming up.
We do have some birthdays this week. 4 awesome people's birthdays this week.
And one of them is Ashley Clark.
Happy birthday,
Happy birthday.
Ashley.
who was like our second.
Or Ashley Thompson.
Actually, Clark Thompson. Sorry. She was our second guest ever on our show.
She was.
And she's awesome. You have to go back and listen to that. And she does a website here called ashleyseats.com. On Wednesday, we have Bernie Fritz.
Happy birthday, Bernie.
And Andy G.
Happy birthday, Andy.
And on Sunday will be Randy Jordan.
Happy birthday, Mr. Deluxe
himself. And a huge shout out to our listener, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
That reached out to me this week that was looking to get some information on how to start his very own podcast.
I know.
He has been listening for, he said, 7 months.
I was like, people have listened to us talk for that long? It always shocks me every time.
And the crucial part is that he has been listening ever since, and he lives here in Louisville.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool to us. And just kind of a tip to you all out there, there's a website out there called slimkicker.com. Slimkicker.com is a website where it takes your kind of like lose it a little bit, but it gives an RPG feel to it where you can kind of, you earn rewards and everything else as you do workouts and as you're adding food. So check them out. It's free. They have an app out there. If you don't want to check out Lose It, or if you just want to try something different, check out Slim Kicker, slimkicker.com, and they got some cool announcements coming up next year. So definitely check those guys out.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And also in the show notes, if you want to check out about the Lot Monster that Wayne loves so much.
It is one of my favorite web comics. She hasn't updated it in a long time. She's going through some personal things, but it's hyperboleandahalf.blogspot.com. Check it out. Yep. And we have the link to the individual comic on the show notes.
Yeah, and the Lot Monster is freaking awesome.
It is. I love the Lot Monster.
So again, Slim Kicker, they're pretty much like Fitbit and everything else. So, like I said, more will be coming from them and everything. So how can people get a hold of us, babe?
People can get a hold of us by sending us an email. You can do that at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And if you want to see our blog, you can go to valentinecast.com. And our Twitter feed is valentinecast.
You can also call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. And, you know, we always get the Blue Cross calling us and stuff like that. But we'd like to hear from you, our listeners. So give us a call. If you want to watch this video of us chatting online, chatting in our house, doing this podcast, you can do so at youtube.com/ValentineCast. My Twitter feed is TheCowboy, TheCaoBoi. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
It is.
Thank you, Pretty Likes Music, for letting us use your music for our outro and intro. And you all have a great week. You folks on the East Coast, be safe.
Be safe and don't let Sandy get you down.
Yep. Sandy can do that. Peace.
Bye.
You can talk. You may speak now.
What?